Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Paul was absolutely sure that the cross of Christ stood right at the heart of his life and his ministry. Nothing was more important than the fact that God showed his perfect love for us by sending Jesus to die the most excruciatingly painful death for us. It was, if you like, the lens through which Paul saw everything else. So Paul was determined to take every opportunity to speak about the cross. But Paul was more than aware that the message of the cross sounded like nonsense to many people. The Greeks were looking for wisdom. They were happy to listen to carefully reasoned arguments and to enter into learned debate. The idea of a man dying at the hands of the Romans, showing that he was totally powerless and completely beaten by his enemies, didn't sound wise at all. It sounded like foolishness. And to the Jews, Jesus' own people, there was a fundamental problem. In Deuteronomy, it was specifically stated that anyone who hung on a cross was cursed by God. The cross was, therefore, for Jews, a total stumbling block. It made belief almost impossible. Paul was well aware of how foolish and problematic his message appeared, but he didn't try to change it, to make it sound acceptable to his hearers. He simply declared that if you want to know the power and wisdom of God, there's only one place to look, to the cross of Christ. So let me ask you a question. What does the cross mean to you personally? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that when you went to the cross, you showed us the full extent of your love. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.